Welcome to Ego Netcast live streaming. My name is Martin Lindeskog. Today is still Thursday in America, so I will use the Mjölnir Thor's hammer for Torsdag in Swedish and ventilate a bit about the topic. And today's title was The Right of to Protest. And I looked at the Wikipedia thing there about protest thing, what you're to demonstrate. And then if you know about the term, expression, useful idiot. And I will include that in the show notes when I'm editing this into a podcast episode of EgoNetcast podcast. I think it's 135, I believe it is. So that's an expression that I also will include, as I said. And it could sound harsh, but it's interesting words, meaning, an expression, useful idiot. And it has have a connection to together with the right to protest and people are who are very keen on demonstrating. And I have a note card here for the live viewers on model 1927, which are written by hand with a pencil in order to keep track here. Again, I want to have this short and sweet for my own sake and for you as a listener and watcher, viewer, to have it around 15 minutes. This topic, you could talk a long time, that's for sure. And again, you could wonder why talk about this. Is it useful to do? But it triggered me. And then, as I will say at the ending, I wanted to get it out in my way, on my platform. Because I have an expression here at the end that I will made up expression. What could happen on the internet and by having arguing online. And I've been there for a long time, but also back in the day it was you could have argues on bulletin boards, BBS. And then you had to put in a hashtag with your topic name. For example, as we did Lyceum, we had a channel called Lyceum and talking about Rand's philosophy, objectivism. And there we had certain ground rules, how you have the debate and discussion and discourse and what was allowed to say and not, because it was our so-called room. And then, of course, you have to follow the room of interrelayed chat also and freedom of expression. And that's the whole thing that we're coming to here as an introduction here. It's already some minutes here and I was a bit late also, so you have to take it for what it is. I will try to do this as a routine and see if I'm getting going here in order to create content. So, I saw an Instagram photo and a post, say, on the Swedish, pretty new party in Gothenburg, Sweden, called the Democrats, Demokraterna. And they have said that so-called a camp, tent camp, of demonstrators that have, could say, occupied, and this is where it gets complicated. The university area, Gothenburg University of Gothenburg, on a hill, you could say, it's middle of the city, so you'll see it, and that was my personal reaction to see this tents, camps with this flag by the so-called Palestinian territory. And also, of course, I'm for freedom of expression, it's a satire, but it was of a prime minister with blood on his face, and then all kind of, and I don't like that expression, but hate speech against Israel in different ways. Sometimes it's so-called between the lines, and when you hear, probably when you hear and listen to this, when we are shouting and propaganda and the microphones, and also if I talk in another language, it could be in different ways. I'll come back to this in the future. So it's so-called some students, but it seems to be other elements. That's what I wrote in the description also. If you know about the elements, and that has to do with the term useful idiots, who are demonstrating, who is behind this, what kind of elements, who is supporting this kind of thing. Because I'm, as they say, Elon Musk is a free speech absolutist, and I'm that also. Even with things that I don't agree with. I know, and this is where the scary part comes in, if some of these elements will gain power, I will not be allowed to speak up. That's for sure. Because if you speak up for freedom of expression, free speech, rational ideas, free society, free market, what could happen then? And that we have seen during the history. So it was opposed by party in Gotama called the Democrats, that said that these, the tent camps occupying the university area of in Gothenburg, middle of Gothenburg in the city, that's illegal. They don't have any permission. When you do a regular demonstration walking, you have to ask for a permit from police. And then again, I have a solution to this problem, and also if you really have a right to demonstrate whenever on so-called, and I do an air quotes here, on public land in a city or at university. And that's, again, that's the crux of a problem, why it's getting so complicated, because it's pretty easy in a way. And I know individuals who are really going to digging into this, rules about having demonstration, permits, what to do, because this is a political agenda. This is political correctness, and some pushing some lobbyists and others. If some other views will come across that I don't either agree with, then it will probably be some other decisions. But that also have happened in back in the day when the, and they are pretty similar. That's the thing. They united against Israel. The National Socialists, the regular socialists, and the militant Muslims against Israel. And for the record, I'm not a religious person. I'm not for the so-called corkscrews, Orthodox Jews that have special rights, so to speak. And the Knesset is, you could say, in a mess in a way. Political situation is unstable. I think Netanyahu, or how you say him, is too weak, that you don't often hear. I think that he is a hawk, but that's his problem there. And I think, hopefully, a so-called middle class in Israel, a secular middle class, will come up with a party or a movement to have a real stable secular society. And yeah, so the whole situation, and of course historical, and now we're going on tangent here already, around 10 minutes, the history and the word Palestine and the former word of Israel, and how they did this map, and how we draw the lines and the maps. And then, of course, United Nations declaration there, as Israel as a state, and so on. But I said on my comment here on the Democrats in Gothenburg, thanks for supporting a secular Gothenburg, and then used the atheist symbol or the nuclear symbol, the purple one, with, now I'm drawing, see, like this, and then in the middle, dot, the nuclear power and symbol of atheism, and that's the absence of God. I'm not, it's not the perfect definition of myself, but in this case I use it. So then I comment on that. It was a person without a real name. Of course, you could always find them. I think it's a he, did the selfie and so on in his own photo, Instagram photos. But he said something, comment to me. What do you mean by secular? And why is the Democrat Party in Gothenburg, why are they for that? And the so-called right to protest or demonstrate or really to occupy a property, a land in the city near the university. So it looks as a mess. It's not nice to see. It's been there for a long time. It's they are in the way of traffic and others. It looks, as I said, ugly. It's not a nice symbol, we could say, for learning and university. But then the commentators say that we should have this, and then I comment back, and then he comment back again. And that got me thinking, should I continue with this to comment or come up with a response? And I know individuals that have really worked on this issue and problem. So I will come back with that. But then I mentioned that these so-called protesters and demonstrators, they are against Israel for some reason, and they are for and supporter of Hamas in one way or another, and other terrorist organizations that are listed as terrorist organizations. So then I commented also linking to a son of Hamas founders. Now I see I'll pronounce the name right. Musab Hassan Youssef. So I include that in the show notes in the edited podcast episode. He was the son of a Hamas founder. And now he fled where I'm coming from. If it was Palestine, so-called Palestine, or Lebanon, or some other place in the Middle East, and then moved to America. That said, it's interesting that the so-called leaders of Hamas, many of them, where are they located? Have a guess. I think one place is like Qatar or something like that. Maybe Saudi Arabia, I don't know, but that's something you could follow, so-called the money, and that's the aid money that's going to, that are controlled by the UN so-called educational school system, and what they are teaching in these schools about Israel, about Jews and the hatred coming there, and how the male students, how they learn from an early age, and I will find a video and including that in show notes, to hate the Jews, being against Israel, and then take up arms and join Hamas, that is a terrorist organization. And recently, it was an incident here in Gothenburg by a left party, or it's a former communist party in Gothenburg. And there it was an organizer there that have done lots of protests and demonstrations in the public. And he, and I don't know the cameras, how do you call it, the overview cameras, ECTs or ETCs or whatever it's called, cameras, who started the fight. And where it was a journalist that had been writing for the Gothenburg Post. And now he's more like, you could say, independent citizen journalist. And he get support from the viewers and so on, and he had done some research on this leftist party member representing the left party in Gothenburg, and wanted to ask him things about that, and this guy supposedly then hit him and to the ground, took his phone, and we'll see how that thread is going if you do a search on that. So again, this guy, the commentator on the Democrats, Fred, that I commented as a support for what they are saying, that they are for freedom of expression, as myself, but it's illegal what we are doing now. We have done this now for a long time, occupied this area, messing things up, and having these tents and all these things that we have in this area. So do they have a permission to be there? What's this land? Who's owning that? Are you allowed to do this kind of thing? And then this commentator, he said something about the European Commission. And then I had to search for it in order to protest or demonstrate. And that Articles 9 to 11, and that's talking about freedom of expression, freedom of, how do you say, joined groups and movements, and freedom of speech, but then also to have peaceful demonstrations. And the word is peaceful. And what's going on in this occupied area of a university land is not so peaceful, I think. So that's something to think about. And who's behind this, these elements? And are they students of Gothenburg University, or are they coming from others? This is coming back to the day, and I'm not a fan of the Bush's former presidents, but when he came, and when I was in America, came for a visit to Gothenburg, it was this rally in Gothenburg, people taking up stones from the roads, throwing it. It was a mess, total mess. And then the police had to come in because these were organized around Europe, called the so-called the streets, demonstrators of the street or something like that, and this Occupy movement. And it was total a mess. These are organized in different ways. I did a so-called, back in the day, a pro-counter demonstration, one person, one individual with an American flag. And I didn't interrupt the demonstration. I was standing on the central of Sweden near the Poseidon statue on the avenue in Gothenburg and talked to the police. And there it was this crowd against so-called American war against Iraq and the dictator Saddam Hussein. So there was support for dictator Saddam Hussein against the so-called then invasion and what. And I say, for the record, it was not the best way to do it. They should have attacked the dictators and the Ayatollahs in Iran, because that's the center of terrorism. Supporting organizations like Hamas, in their case, it's more Hezbollah, what I know about. And that we could come back for another day, what's the so-called difference and resemblance. And they unite against a common enemy, but different forms of Islam, Shiites and whatnot. So, do you have the right to do this? And what's the solution? And when I search for my favorite author and philosopher, Rand, Miss Rand, about articles and essays about this, and I found that I will link and read again and see what's saying. The title was The Cashing In, : The Student Rebellion. Because back in the day, in the 70s, it was almost you were left-leaning or you were even more left, like a communist or even more. And that's all the splinter groups that's happening. And also her essay called Man's Rights, and about property rights. Now I take a sip of tea here. Cheers. Drinking English breakfast, black tea blend. So the solution for this is this: what's property rights, and do the university, and this is getting complicated because it's like a so-called public education institution, I think it's not a private one. So who's owning the land? Is it the commune, or is it the institution somehow? How it's working? But mere face of it, to set up a tent, of course you can move it, but put it so you can't move it, and then be there for a very long time. Do you have a right to do that? Or could they be somewhere else? And the solution here, I have a card here to have a positive thing about what you could learn from it, it was a discussion between Amy Peacock on her channel, a video channel on what's called BitChute channel, talking with Instapundit blogger Glenn Reynolds, and he is in lawyer or law professor. And he talked about how in different, when it was these demonstrations in America, what was going on. And some university did it in a good way, proactive way, and some were doing it. Yes, it got even worse. And what could you learn from that again? So about these different elements is something to think about, who's behind these organizations and demonstrations, and what are they saying. As I said, I'm not for this classification of hate speech and what's that. I for freedom of expression, but we have to take account and take responsibilities for what we're saying. And these expression of hate against Israel and the support of the terrorist organizations, that's something to think about. And again, why are they doing this? And is this like organized, and this that I were coming to, useful idiots that was used with in connection with, I think it was Lenin and others, and different, again, splinter groups on the left and the communists, and also here in Europe then, how they could use useful idiots for their purposes. So that's something to dig into more. Who is behind this demonstration and this tent camp, and who are there in the tents, and are they peaceful or are they aggressive, and what's their goal? That's something to think about also, because you could see all the props there with maps of so-called then Palestinian territory and the history and Israel, and go and read the source. What are the Hamas organization? What are they saying? What are they standing for? And who attacked Israel in the beginning of the year and killed civilians? And Israel response, and what's the solution for this problem and this situation? Now it will be more like half an hour. I was planning on 50 minutes, but yeah, it's a topic you could talk more about in a civilized way. But I will do the ending here. I will talk to a friend that is very into this situation, and I have learned about it and doing it in very great work about the legal things about this and how it should be done. So she has a great project there, so I will see if she has something, coming up with something that I could share in this comment thread, like my last remark. But I think this person has, as I call it in Swedish, tid på sina fingrar, or time on your fingers, or you have time on your hands doing nothing, and you have to have the so-called last word, and you're sitting there with a keyboard and waiting for me to respond. And because I said, thanks for supporting secular Gothenburg, that was it. Of course, you could think, what's have that to do with the post about that is illegal tent camp? But again, if you look what Hamas is standing for, because they are supporting Hamas and call it that it should be not listed as a terrorist organization and whatnot. So you have that. And that, again, against Israel, it's the socialist, it's the national socialist, and the militant Muslims. And they are religious to the core. And they are reading the so-called holy scripture, as the devil is doing that. And then have this hatred and aggression and violence and terror activism. And I can't get it, how you could support these kind of organizations. Israel is not perfect. They have issues. And you also have to understand the history. And I bought a book there at the book fair some years ago from an organization supporting a peaceful way in Israel. And it was very informative about the whole history, all the details, the solutions, what you could do, and how we continue. And this, as a call to action, I'm very interested as a new media advisor, supporter of a podcasting 2.0 initiative to support freedom of expression in a peaceful way. We could continue the conversation and the discourse and the debate. But again, this commentator have some kind of agenda, but then playing this role that I have to explain myself and probably continue to reply and reply again and again. I don't know what was triggered, if he is a secular person, but a Hamas supporter or whatnot, or if he's really supporting peaceful demonstrations that I don't think this tent camp is. We will see, and we will follow this along here in Gothenburg, Sweden. And if you have anything that you want to share, any examples from your area, what's going on, and if you have any ideas, what's the elements behind these demonstrations and actions against Israel and these demonstrators that are really supporters of terrorist organizations, for example, Hamas. And if they are organized, that have a long history of useful idiots. And with that, I say cheerio and talk to you soon again. Bye for now.